For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, first of all, I don't really care. I haven't given that any thought.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, that's what we're here to do. We're here to ask questions about things that maybe you haven't thought about yet.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Exactly. I could not care less.
First of all, I don't really care.
You got served.
Not really. A little bit.
I mean, not really.
No, not really. Yeah. No. He answered the question, and he's like, I don't care.
Right.
Yeah, he answered the question.
He did.
I haven't given that any thought.
Yeah. I would expect that you haven't given it any thought. I hadn't given it any thought before today either, because it wasn't released until today.
Exactly.
But, yeah, Steve gets to operate in a different space. He gets to go coach a game tomorrow night. We get to sit here and get very angry that people have just denigrated Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler. It's not right. It's not right.
No.
And I'm not going to sit here and let it happen, okay?
Yeah. You have to hold their feet to the fire, anonymous players.
That's right. That's right. If you missed any of Steve Kerr, we'll have it for you shortly. But we want to always continue with your interaction, engagement, and phone calls. Mr. D in the city. Hi, Mr. D. What are you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm going to pick up my grandson from school.
Okay.
But
at 5 o'clock?
Yes, sir. After school program is what it's called.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. I called Friday when you guys interviewed Ryan Holland.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, had you guys talked to him since?
I have not. We have heard from him, though, because we played a montage yesterday of the Houston Rockets television broadcast as Steph Curry kept hitting ridiculous three after ridiculous three. And Ryan was quoted multiple times as saying, "Oh, my goodness." So that's all we've heard from him so far, Mr. D.
Can you play that again? I missed it.
I think Grandy's gonna give Grandy about 10 seconds and he'll have this. And Mr. D, thank you for calling in with a request. Appreciate it, Mr. D. Thank you. Do you have it ready, Grandy? All right, here it is. Rockets TV play-by-play montage. Craig Ackerman, Ryan Hollins.
Curry, well defended by Green. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That is vintage Steph Curry. Incredible. An incredible shot maker. Now to Curry. Got to pick him up. Shakes loose. Oh, my goodness. Beats the shot clock. Steph Curry with 28, his fourth three.
This is unreal, Craig.
I'm just telling you, man. I got PTSD from seeing this dude too many times in the playoffs. I just got to admit it. Comes into Curry on the bounce, launches deep one. Oh, my goodness. And he hits it from the Y at Toyota Center.
This is unreal, Craig.
And the first one, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah,
enough. But that's what he does.
What he does.
He missed his first three, and they kind of ran him off the line, and his next five baskets were all twos, drives, and layups, and Amidi and the rest of it, and Houston's probably thinking, you know what, we'll take that. And then he found his way to hit three big threes in that second half, and it was night-night.
Speaking of night-night, I don't know if that's actually accurate yet, but we can pass along. They're done with one quarter in Oklahoma City. And Memphis, which promised to never play that poorly again, is down 15 after one quarter.
They're playing that poorly again.
There's your spread. So your assignment, Memphis, is stay even the rest of the way. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
Yeah, I said OKC by 30 earlier in the show.
You did.
And I feel pretty good about that proclamation.
Yeah, they're on pace for 60, yep. So we'll see. John in Fairfax here on Willard and Dibs. Hi, John. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. Before I start, just want to give a heartfelt shout out to the West Marin community. Dibs, I know you know
yep.
that San Anselmo and the Archie Williams community. So, anyway.
Thank you, John. Yep. Appreciate that.
On a less important note, wanted to talk about the Draymond Green MVP talk. And when I think about it, like, an MVP doesn't have something that distracts from the team. And yeah, he's got his four rings, but what could it have been without an untimely technical in a playoff game? And so I get the sentiment of that statement, but you got to appreciate what Steph has given. And MVP all the way for Steph.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, John, thanks. I feel there was some confusion there. I don't know who brought up the idea of MVP and Draymond Green. The idea was that Draymond Green ended up on a list, anonymous NBA player vote, of one of the most overrated players in the league. Nobody is advocating for Draymond Green to be
right.
voted MVP of anything. But a vital member of everything that they've done, in my opinion, and in their opinion, by the way. So there's that. Also, just for the listeners who don't know what John was referring to, there was a tragedy over the weekend in the Marin area, San Geronimo area. Six high school girls from Archie Williams were in a very, very awful car accident. Four of them have passed away. Two others are fighting for their lives. And so, just wanted to let everybody know that that's what John was referring to. And if you want to send your thoughts and your prayers and goodness, donations, whatever it may be, you can search that out. And yep. That would be very well received, I'm sure.
It's just an unspeakable tragedy yep. for the families involved, obviously, and just the whole community and anybody who's got a teenager. And I know you have a teen yep. driver, and it's your worst nightmare when you send your teen out the door behind the wheel of a car. So there's no way to even speak about it in any real way. And if you do have extra money and you want to support these families, they're going to need it, because not only do you have the loss of life, which is devastating and life-changing, but you're going to have bills and expenses yep. that you may not be able to pay.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls a little bit later in the hour, 888-957-9570, but we're going out to the River Islands guest line. It's time to hear from Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips in Sports. Success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Also brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. All right, we welcomed in Steve. We congratulated him on his 100th career playoff win and asked which one was his favorite.
Game six in Cleveland in 2015.
Yeah.
That's first championship, kind of unexpected. I mean, to win a title that year, and kind of it felt like we skipped a couple steps, you know, like we were supposed to maybe go through a little more pain. So, but to feel that feeling as a coach to win your first championship, pretty special.
How important is that process? And I'm not trying to get you to dismiss the Rockets and what they're trying to do, but it feels like they're a team in need of those steps. And this Warrior team kind of made those steps before you got here. How important is it to go through that experience before you actually get to where you can win the Larry?
Well, you know, when I think about my NBA upbringing, I think about teams like the Bulls, you know, losing to the Pistons for a few years before they finally broke through. Or, actually the Pistons had to break through Boston, you know, to get there for the first time. And there seems to be a process, a sequence that teams have to go through as they climb to the top. But I just think playoff experience is a big deal. I mean, it really is a different game. The officiating's different. It's more physical, more pressure. You can feel the importance of every possession, and it's hugely helpful to have guys on your team who have been through it and who understand it.
Coach, you made a comment to the assembled media in Houston earlier today that you thought maybe it was a little bit of a mistake to leave Jimmy Butler into the game as long as you did into the third quarter. Can you expand on as to why you thought that was a mistake and how you'd like to kind of approach it differently going forward?
Well, it disrupted our rotations. We bring him out in the middle of every quarter for a couple of minutes, especially the first three quarters. And it allows us to get to the five-man groupings that we like. But what we did in the middle of that third quarter, we were rolling, and we just decided we didn't want to disrupt the momentum, and so we kept him out there. Then they started making a run while he was out there. So it just, I should have taken him out earlier. Gee was great in his minutes in the second quarter. It would have been the perfect time to get Jimmy out for a few minutes, and then that allows him to, finish the quarter and then start the fourth. But because he played the whole third, I didn't start him in the fourth, and I thought our lineup combos were a little disrupted as a result.
Is it harder to take a guy out of the game when he's rolling or keep a guy on the bench when you know he needs rest, even though you may need him on the floor in that moment?
I mean, it's all difficult. During the playoffs, you're constantly making decisions that may or may not work, so you're really just going with your gut. I do like to have a set rotation. I think players feel comfortable knowing when they're going to go in, and I think it helps them play better. The stars, I don't think, it matters as much, too, although, Steph really appreciates when he's got a consistent rotation pattern. So, I think in the playoffs, you have to sort of throw everything out the window and do whatever it takes. That's why we started Steph in the fourth. We felt like it was too dicey to keep him on the bench to start the fourth after, everything we were looking at and the run that they were making.
Coach Steve Kerr with us from Houston right here, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. I'm interested to know, this is always such a cat and mouse game when you get into a series. What adjustment do you think Udoka is going to make for game two?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We talked about it as a staff the last couple of days. They obviously had a lot of success with, the big lineups, the physicality. He may change some lineup combinations around. He may not. I mean, I would say most coaches wait until after two games to make a major adjustment, whether it's a rotational addition or, a scheme change. I don't expect, massive changes from Ime. They know who they are as a team. They've had a great year. They have a real identity. And so we kind of know, they're going to be physical, they're going to defend, and they're going to rebound. And I don't think too much will change from that philosophy.
And how about from your side, where you come off a game that you won, and Mark and I were talking yesterday, and I thought it was a B effort, maybe B minus, B plus, whatever. It wasn't your best game, but it was good enough to get the win. When you come off a win, are you more likely to kind of stick with what actually worked or look to make some tweaks and tinker to see if you can't get that A performance out there?
Yeah, well, it was an A performance through the middle of the third. And then, we watched the tape with the team today, with the staff yesterday. There were some obvious things that we have to improve upon, particularly our offensive execution. And so, in a situation like this, you feel good about the win, but you prepare for the force that's coming and you tweak some things to try to improve your game.
Steve, you know what I want to ask you? I mean, we all know, obviously, how special Steph is, but there's something that, goes beyond basketball that I really notice, especially in a series like this. Whatever we do in life, when there are people or forces that are grabbing at us constantly, trying to stop us from where we're going, that really, really annoys people, and it's a struggle. I want to know what tools Steph uses to be grabbed and shoved and stopped and all of the illegal things that happen, and not just succeed at basketball, but like keep his cool. How does he do it?
Incredible mental toughness and fortitude. He's well aware of everybody's game plan is going to be the same thing. It's going to be physical with him when he's on offense, attack him when he's on defense. And honestly, I think Steph knows it's the ultimate sign of respect. And he deals with it beautifully. He hardly ever complains to the ref. He just does his thing. And he's such an incredible athlete that he finds ways to free himself up, you know, even through all the physicality.
And through the physicality, you can advocate for Steph. And as we've talked about on this very program before, we asked you about complaining, and you said complaining doesn't work, yet you do have to kind of get your two cents in there. When you see this going on, this manhandling of your star, how do you go about encouraging the officials to adjudicate the illegality of this contact?
Well, you just mentioned it to them during games. I mean, both coaches, I'm sure, you know, are talking to the officials, and I just try to point out freedom of movement is, you know, a big part of the rules, and if they're draped around them and they have two arms wrapped around them, that's supposed to be a foul. So there's not much else you can do. I mean, if you want, you can send clips into the league, you know, and during the playoffs, those clips will be shared with, you know, the other team, so they know what you're sending in, and, you know, it's all part of the song and dance of the playoffs. I don't think sending clips in helps, to be honest with you, but we might do it once in a while.
Steve, it was the first playoff game for Brandon Pajemski and for Quentin Post. What did you think in terms of how they handled it?
I thought they handled it well. You know, Brandon made some huge plays for us, really played well. I think it was great for Quentin to get really his first taste of the NBA playoffs. Brandon, you know, has played 2 years now, so he's got a lot more experience than Quentin, played in the play-in last year. But for both guys, you know, it felt like the last couple of weeks have already been the playoffs, you know, and the Memphis game is absolutely a playoff game, whether they want to call it that or not. So, I don't know. I just think that young players need that experience. They need to feel that vibe, and these last few games have been really good for both guys.
Especially Moses, and not that he was shaky offensively, but he didn't really seem to have his offensive game, and then fourth quarter, he hits that big jumper in the mid-range and then the corner three. What is it about Moses that allows him to go from a really quiet offensive night to being able to come through big in the fourth?
Well, two massive shots. I mean, those were enormous. And we've always loved Moses, his professionalism, his work ethic, his poise. I mean, he's really a fantastic young guy, and the process of these last 4 years has really been great. He's just improved and gotten better and taken on more responsibility, and now he's one of our most important players.
Coach, I want to go back to Steph for a second. He has referred to himself as the petty king. So we know he hears everything and at times uses it for motivation. And there were plenty in the media, especially after what happened a little over 2 weeks ago at Chase Center, that we're referring to Amen Thompson as sort of the next Steph stopper. We've seen other names throughout the history of the league sort of get that title for maybe a day or two, and then all of a sudden it goes away when he has a big performance. Does he know about those things? Does he take it to heart? And sort of like where does he go from there when he hears it?
Yeah, I mean, he said it himself, right? Did he call himself the petty king?
I think so. Yeah.
Or did you make that up?
No, I didn't make it up. That was like when you guys won over Boston. It that was a big thing. Like both he and Clay were talking about hearing everything that everybody says. He says nothing gets by him, and yeah, that one I won't take credit for that one, Coach.
Well. He sees everything. He hears everything. He just has the right sense of how to motivate himself, you know, and how to play at the best of his ability when the best is needed. I mean, it's a brilliant quality that only the very best competitors share, and Steph has it.
You played with one of the greatest of all time in Michael Jordan, and just looking back at his career, it was 6 years in the playoffs before they won the finals. I think that was before you got there, but did Michael Jordan have that same sort of chip on his shoulder that you see in Steph?
Yeah, I mean, they're very different people, but the competitive gene is what stands out for both of them. You know, Michael was, I think, you know, a petty king himself, you know, like just using everything. I remember Jeff Van Gundy, when he was coaching the Knicks, said something about, you know, Michael befriends every player in the league and then he destroys them at night. And, you know, and I think somehow Michael took that to Jeff calling him a fraud, you know, and it was like, poor Jeff, he didn't really call him a fraud. It was more just Michael used that. He's like, okay, all right, here we go. And then the next game, you know, he's dominating and talking trash to Jeff. And I mean, so Michael was famous for that stuff.
Coach, when you win game one on the road, you know where the fan mind goes. It's like, all right, cool, we got this series. And obviously you guys can't think that way, but how would you describe the mental approach to a game like tomorrow night when the Rockets are going to be, you know, totally desperate and you guys need to find a way to sort of combat that?
Yeah, well, we've got to prepare our guys to be ready for the force that they're bringing and the physicality. We've got to be ready to play through the bad stretches because there's always going to be some. No matter how well you play, there's going to be adversity. The other team's going to make runs. So you just have to take it 1 minute at a time, 1 possession at a time, and string together good basketball, good two-way basketball. But you have to do that with a sense of vigilance for what's coming, and that's kind of what playoff basketball is about, especially in these situations when – you know, you're up 1-0 on the road. You got to be ready for what's coming.
You mentioned halfway through the third, you had an A grade, and then it kind of went down from there. Part of it for me was the offensive rebounds that Houston was able to accumulate. How do you, as a staff, coach them up and maybe scheme it different so you don't give up 22 offensive rebounds in game two?
Well, they're going to get some. I mean, they're massive, and you know, the other night, they obviously didn't shoot well. So there were a ton of available rebounds. So I don't expect them to get 22 again, but they're such a good rebounding team that they're going to get plenty. I thought that what stood out on the tape was not so much negligence. It wasn't like we weren't, you know, hitting bodies and we weren't trying to rebound. But I thought we didn't get two hands on a lot of the balls, loose balls. You know, Jimmy talked about it in the press conference after the game. He tried to tip a couple of rebounds to teammates instead of grabbing them with two hands. I think Buddy had a couple where the ball was on the floor and instead of grabbing it with two hands, he tried to tap it to himself. And they're so athletic that that's not going to work. So we just have to be really forceful with both hands. And get every ball that's close to us. We gotta get it like our lives depend on it.
Coach, I think this is overall a good thing, and I wonder if you notice it. But you and your guys sound like you feel very, very confident. And we could go back to, for instance, Draymond All-Star Weekend. He predicts a championship. Jimmy Butler has kind of spoken that way this week a couple of times, sort of predicting a championship. How does that make you feel? What kind of pressure do you feel that might add?
Oh, I don't feel any pressure from that. I feel the normal pressure that the NBA playoffs bring because this is what our whole season is dependent on. This is what determines, you know, the success of the season. And so we feel the normal pressure, but I think we all feel confident and excited because it's also the most fun time of year. And really the key is to find that balance between, you know, recognizing that, yes, it's important. Yes, it's the playoffs. Yes, there's a lot on the line. And, oh, by the way, it's a basketball game. You know, nobody's life is on the line. Nobody's health is on the line. This should be fun. And so you have to find that balance between the importance, but also the joy that comes with competing. And if you can, it's what Phil Jackson was, honestly, he was the best I've ever been around in that regard. Just finding perspective and finding a really good place in which to thrive during the playoffs. That's what we're searching for.
Yeah, no pressure, but the more Warrior games we have on our station, the better we do as a station, and the more I'm able to feed my family. So there is that, Steve.
There is that.
Yeah.
But no, it's, you know, we're all lucky. We do what we love, and I think our guys really enjoy this. But you know, the biggest thing is our young guys. All they have to do is follow the lead of Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy and Loon. You know, our vets who have been here a million times, they're going to lead us. Our young guys just have to play as hard as they can and let it rip. And I think we're going to have a lot of success.
What's the one key thing that you have to do or you have to avoid not doing in order to allow Houston to be able to get the upper hand in a game two or in any game in the series?
Well, we can't turn it over. That's the, to me, that's the biggest thing. You know, if we turn it over, their athletes are going to get free for easy baskets. And we can't afford that. We've got to be able to contain them and take away the easy stuff. So, you know, fouls, turnovers, those are the things that'll hurt us. Obviously, the offensive boards as well. But like I said, they're going to get plenty of those. It's all, you know, it's kind of all part of the package. So we just have to check as many boxes as possible.
Coach, I don't know if this is just kind of a layman's thing, but like a lot of people look at a 95-85 NBA basketball game and they're like, whoa, right? That had been a long time since that's a normal final score. Are you comfortable in that area, or in a perfect world, would you rather this matchup does end up in the hundreds?
Oh, I don't care what the score is, as long as we have more points.
Well, right.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just, you know, we want to run, so we're not trying to keep it under 100. We want to score 115 if we can. And I do think we can be much better offensively. So it's really about the process and just getting enough things done to get the win.
Want to throw this at you, too. The Athletic today released an NBA players poll. So this is anonymous voting by actual NBA players, and they had the most underrated players in the league. They also had the most overrated players in the league. And in the top six, both Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green are in the most overrated player list. What would you say to another player who's voting those guys as among the most overrated players in the league?
Well, first of all, I don't really care. So I haven't given that any thought. But all I know is we're really lucky to have both guys. I mean, Draymond is a four-time champ, and Jimmy's carried a team to the finals twice, so they're winners, and we all see that here, and that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, it feels a little bit to me like haterade is being consumed in other quarters, and that's okay. That's natural. It's funny, Steve, you mentioned 1997 in your post-game commentary about that game, 95-85, and I'm just looking at 1997 where the Jazz beat you in Game 4 78-73. Do you miss those old rock fights, kind of like you had in Game 1?
Honestly, that's exactly what I was thinking of, was those scores, you know. That finals, there was a finals between the Knicks and Houston in 95, I think, 94. It just felt like a wrestling match. So that was the era I was thinking of. No, I don't miss that at all. I think the game is much better when it's played at a faster pace with more, more scoring. But playoffs are different, and whatever it takes, you have to do. And I read that every single game of the first eight, except for the Memphis-OKC game, which was a blowout, obviously, but the other seven were all in the 80s or 90s from a pace standpoint, which is extremely low. So no coincidence. It's just, you know, the playoffs take on a different complexion.
Speaking of those other series, Coach, we know you watch all the games. Did anything else catch your eye from around the league over the first weekend?
Well, Clipper Denver series is pretty compelling stuff to watch. You know, that was high level stuff both games. I think they're two of the best teams in the league, and they're playing right away. But the whole West is really loaded. You know, it's I think the depth of the conference means that you got a lot of amazing teams, high level teams, and it's going to be really competitive stuff.
Can you take our listeners through kind of what the experience the team has been having since Sunday? Like, you know, you guys are cherishing these days off. How much practicing? What are the guys kind of doing to pass the time over these 48 hours?
Well, yesterday was off entirely for the team. I know Steph went and played golf. The young guys went in and played played pickup to keep their conditioning and their rhythm. But the vets were all off, and they all did their own thing. Coaches, we gathered and met and watched the game and, kind of plotted our strategy for tomorrow. And then today was practice. We had a very light practice, a really good film session. And, this is kind of how it goes, especially in the first round where you have all these days between games. It's fine with us. You know, the rest is good for us. But it is a lot of downtime in the hotel, for sure.
I'm contractually obligated to ask one Jonathan Kuminga question. Was he a part of that little pickup scrimmage, and how's he doing in this trip?
Jonathan has been fantastic. I mean, his attitude, his energy on the bench, cheering guys on, staying ready. He's a great, great young guy. And this has been tough on him, but he is doing exactly what he should be doing, which is staying ready because, as I've told him and our coaches have told him, things can change in a heartbeat in the NBA, and he's got to just be ready for when his time comes, and that's exactly what he's doing. So he's staying ready, and I would be surprised if at some point, his time doesn't come, because I've just seen this too many times. But when you're in a good groove, you kind of keep doing what you're doing, and then you adjust as you go.
There it is. Okay, game two tomorrow night. Coach, we can't wait. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Have a good week.
All right, you too. There it is. That's Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's going to be great, and brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. There it is, Coach Kerr from Houston, game two tomorrow night, Willard and Dibbs, 888-957-9570. Look, I'm not going to fake it. I'm looking. I'm searching.
Yeah.
I might need to hire Deep Dive Dibbs.
Oh, okay.
Can I give you an assignment?
Sure.
Find a reason for a Warrior fan to worry.
Well, outside of the obvious one.
Which is what?
Which is, excuse me, and all this water.
Are you Bruce Bochy? Are you trying to steal my impression?
A little scratch in there. A little scratch. Yeah. Didn't do any talking the last 24 minutes, so it kind of built up on me. But
I thought I heard you.
Yeah, you did. Okay. You heard me. Anyway. Mostly you, as we know.
Wow.
But if you want to have a reason to worry, it is what Steve Kerr said to us in that interview, which is turnovers. And in their six most turnover-prone games this year, which is 20 or more, two of those happened against the Rockets, and the Warriors lost both those games. So can Houston's active defense and the Warriors' tendency to be sloppy with the ball, can that lead to 20 turnovers? Well, if it does, yeah, that would be a reason to worry.
But that's a mythical thing right now. Like, I'm looking for an actual reason to worry, and I can't find it. I don't think they can find it. That's the observation we have today. Everybody sounds not just confident, but almost knowing. And so you could call that dangerous in and of itself, I guess, if you want, if that kind of stresses you out. We're allowed to be wrong, so we might be wrong. Also, things could take a turn. There could be an injury to a player on either team in the series.
Right.
Like things can obviously unfold in a very, very different way. But if you want to look at this matchup and the way these two teams play, and the age of these teams and where they are in the arc of their story and everything. Like I get what Moses Moody said to Steiny and Evan earlier today.
I think we can score better than them in the half court. Definitely, they bring a lot of pressure. So as long as we can control the ball, limit turnovers when it comes down to it, I think we're a better team. So the more that we can use that and not let them just play fast and get out of it, then I think it'll be better for us.
The more you think about it, what it comes down to is that we think we're a better team. And that's coming from, starter number five. That's coming from a role player. It's coming from a young player who made his first playoff start on Sunday night. And so it's not meant to be bulletin board material, and we're not going to blow it up into that. I understand where Moses was coming from. But, yeah, do a deep dive. See if you can find a Warrior fan a reason to be concerned about this series right now.
Well, that would be one reason, would be the Warriors get into slop mode, and when they are in slop mode, they lose. They're 0-6 when they have 20 or more turnovers, and two of those games came against Houston. So that is a small concern. You're talking about six games in an 84-game sample, 82 regular, one in the ether, and now one playoff game. That's not a lot of games where they had more than 20 or more turnovers, but when they do, they lose. And the other one is the last game they played in the regular season, where you had Amen Thompson, who was, for that night, a Steph stopper. And you could say what you want about the officiating, and Steph was cold. Whatever the reason was, Steph was 1-for-10. He had 3 points, but it also took the Rockets to have a great night
right. Shooting
the basketball. And I'm looking here where Brooks 10-of-13, Green 9-of-19, the Goon had 19 and 14. So if you're looking at reasons to worry, yeah, this is kind of like, you know, staying up at night with a shotgun on your lap because you're afraid somebody's going to rob your house.
Right.
You might get your house broken into once a year if you live in certain areas. I'm not going to name check those cities, but I lived in them. And
yeah.
Even at that, I mean, you might have some activity one day a year. And that's kind of what this is. So you had Steph get stopped, and you had three of their players play really well, and they still only won by 10.
But that's what I mean. Like, we have to reach into unlikely hypotheticals, and I don't want to make excuses for anyone. But when the Rockets came here toward the end of the regular season, as you and I talk about all the time, if you really, and this is like, especially if you want to try, I'm not going to like suggest this to anyone, I do it, but if you want to like gamble a little bit on the NBA, you better start to understand a team's spot, the spot that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't act like a team's going to look the same every night, because that's not how it works. What's the situation? What's the spot? How much travel's been going on? What's the matchup? Where are they in terms of motivation? All of these things. And I have my opinions about the spot that the Warriors were in that game against Houston, where they had already gone through the gauntlet. They had finished up a road trip with a win in Memphis and a win in L.A., turned right around, flown home, and beaten Denver. And I just don't think that the Warriors had their juice for that game that night. I don't think that they felt like they needed it. I felt like they were tired and had accomplished their goals. And the Rockets, who have a mental thing about the Warriors, came in all charged up for Sunday night on national TV. And played great,
yep,
and earned the win, but I don't find that representative of what we're going to see in this series.
Probably not.
Game one was.
Well, and the Warriors, the Rockets came in off a win over Oklahoma City at home.
Right.
So they beat the Thunder, big win at home, even though the Thunder were kind of in 12 o'clock in a hotel mode, which is checkout time. But Houston got the win. They played great. Then they came here, and they beat Golden State, and they played great again. And then they went on to lose their final three games of the year to the Clippers, the Lakers, and Denver. And they followed that up with a loss against Golden State. So Houston's now lost 4 in a row. So as far as the spot goes, and you want to talk about reasons why Houston might win game two, this is a spot for Houston where
maybe
it, I mean, honestly, it's either, it's make or break. If they don't win this game, can you honestly look yourself in the mirror and think we're going to beat the Warriors 4 out of 5?
No, of course
so
not.
So the desperation that they're going to play with and the intensity, I do think, is going to give them an edge.
Halftime in Oklahoma City, the Thunder are up by 18. Memphis's defense is hysterical. Oklahoma City scored 70 points in that first half. It is closing in on mid-third quarter in Indiana, and the Pacers lead the Bucks by 14. So those two series might simply be one team that's clearly better than the other. But we'll see. And then obviously later tonight, it's T-Wolves and Lakers game two. Warriors postseason coverage is brought to you by the Agape Golf Tournament on Monday, April 28th at Stone Tree Golf Club, presented by Atco Pest Control. Stein and Goo are going to be broadcasting live from 10 to 2. If you want to play, go to 957thegame.com, click on the events tab to sign up. All proceeds will benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate Regional Centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area. Glad you're with us. Coming up next, still room for your phone calls. And oh, by the way, if you're a Giants fan, something already happened today that will make you, very, very happy. Very, very happy. We'll tell you about that coming up next. This is Willard and Dibs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm a complete and total fool. I am a complete and total idiot. My God, I'm an idiot.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
These things are all true.
Man.
All true. But not today.
No.
That was yesterday.
You've been sharp today.
Maybe tomorrow.
I don't know.
Can't predict tomorrow.
Yeah.
Only thing I'll predict about tomorrow is that the Warriors will still be better than the Rockets.
win or lose, they will be better.
Yeah, and still in control, by the way. Just how much control?
Yeah. Well, historically, teams that split the first two games are, I think, 60 and 62 in a best of seven. The home team, you know. Yeah.
Did you say win or lose, they'll be better than the Rockets?
Yes.
Overall is what he means. Yeah.
And win or lose, I said they'll still be in control of the series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, is there a problem?
Well, if they lose then they're not better than the Rockets tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, but...
What if they lose the next four? Are they still better than the Rockets?
Well, I would argue no, but
okay.
I'm going to predict against that.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't do what like somebody did that. That's like, okay, what if I asked you the year the Warriors played the Raptors? Are you one of these people that's like, Raptors were a better team?
Well, there was very specific circumstances
okay,
to that
thank
series.
Thank you. So don't be a black and white thinker and now.
To tomorrow specifically, there's not a lot of other circumstances just
yet. I wasn't spotlighting only the day. I was saying that even if the Warriors lose tomorrow, I find them to be a better team than the Houston Rockets. Like, I mean, if one game just decides that, then we should all go home. The Rockets are worse than the Warriors. They played Sunday. The Warriors are better. It's over. Like, right?
Rockets had a better record in the regular season, so they're the better team. We just go home and not play the playoffs, right?
Right. So what about the Jimmy Butler aspect of that?
Situational.
Context matters, doesn't it? I think. But you want to be a black and white thinker, knock yourself out. You knock yourself out. Hey, before we go to the phones, though, Giants fans, try this one on for size.
Okay.
So y'all know about the number one prospect in the organization. The left-handed power-hitting first baseman, Bryce Eldridge. Well, he got hurt coming out of spring training. He has not played baseball yet this year. So a lot of people are like, how's he doing in the minors? He hasn't been playing at all. So he finally got activated today, and they sent him to Double-A, the Richmond Flying Squirrels, I believe.
Okay.
Whatever. Richmond, Double-A. First at bat. Gone.
Home run. Home run. Home
run.
Nice.
Gone.
Okay.
Gone.
Call that man up. Well, they need a first baseman who's going to hit.
Did Lamont Wade get a hit yet?
Jeez.
He got a hit. He did, though. He got a hit last night. He got a hit, Dibs. He got a hit.
Good for him. It's awesome.
Anyway, Bryce Eldridge, gone. Let's go to Junior in Pacifica. Hi, Junior. Thank you for calling.
Gentlemen, the Warriors are not too confident.
They're not?
They are not. If anybody in the NBA has earned the right to be confident, verging on overconfident, the best story I think I have heard in sports is that after in the middle of the Celtics series, down 2-1 a couple of years ago, Dre, Steph, and Clay got together and said, you know, I think we've got these guys figured out. We should be able to win the next three. And they went and did it. This year, even last year, if you'll remember, and this year, the Warriors were saying, gosh, we feel like we're a much better team than we're showing up as. We just feel like we're one step away. And that could have been figuring out, you know, something on their own roster, whatever. And then they get Jimmy Butler and boom, suddenly they're, you know, top of the NBA ever since then, along with some others, right? So I think that the confidence serves them. I think it's well earned. Any given statement might be a little high, a little low on the confidence scale, but I think it helps them. No one deserves it as much as they do, let alone more than they do. And I think it's going to work. I don't think we should bet world peace on winning the championship, but they've got an outsized shot, especially given their small size. They have an outsized shot, and I'm really enjoying the ride, and I'm really enjoying the earned swagger.
Yeah, Junior, thanks. I actually, like, at first I wasn't sure kind of where Junior was coming from, but as he got to his point, I totally agree. He's basically saying – the confidence they have is warranted. It serves them. It is not overconfidence. I don't really worry about the team itself either. I get that you could certainly accuse people like me of being overconfident, but who cares? I have no effect on this basketball game.
Exactly.
Who cares what I have to say with regard to confidence? But I think there's a different piece, which is also just an observation. And the Warriors feel and sound so incredibly comfortable and at peace. So, and that's I think that's a product of two things, which is the lengthy battle to even make the playoffs is over. And it was followed by 4 days of rest and then a solid matchup and performance on Sunday night. So I do. I think that they think this series is, they're not overconfident, but they think that this series is about them.
Right.
And if they just do what they're supposed to do, they will win.
Barring any like crazy happenings, and even if a crazy happening occurs, and I can allow for that one time, crazy happening, Steph goes 1-for-10. Okay, that's crazy. That doesn't happen very often in his more than 1,000 games played. It's not often that that happens. So if a crazy thing happens and you lose a game, that is a way you can lose. You could lose a close game.
Sure.
That would be two losses. And I'm hard-pressed to find two other ways where you lose games to where the Rockets get four victories. And that's where I think about the numbers and deep dive dibs and all the rest of it. Everything points to the Warriors are just patently better, barring a crazy circumstance or two. Fine. Two crazy circumstances, bad whistle, hot shooting night, cold Curry, whatever. I don't think that happens four times.
Yeah, no, neither do I. It's also matchup-based. It's matchup-based. They've got this, I think, kind of figured out about trying to make it a half-court game. Houston's not great at it. The Warriors are much better at it, especially with Jimmy Butler on the team. And so, A, that's going to serve them well, and then, B, there's just the experience factor. It's not. I do not find this to be a criticism. The Rockets are just too young. They're just too young. They have to do their thing. You have to do your thing in life. You can't graduate college in 1 year.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You're going to go class.
Doogie Howser's on the phone.
All right. All right. Very, very special exceptions.
Right.
And the Rockets are not. They're not very, very special exceptional as far as who they are.
There's a reason why you have to be 35 to be president of the United States. Or in this case, 75.
Yeah, or 80.
Or have an IQ of 80.
Or 90.
What?
How old do you... Anyway.
Anyhow, we're having fun.
Guess what's coming up next?
Hooray! line dance.
That's exactly right. That
Gucci.
Is, yeah,
Gucci.
So that's Warriors Roundtable that Dibs is talking about.
Cash me out one time.
It's a full hour of Kevin Dana and Gary St. Jean breaking down the Dubs, and what a great time to do it. It is all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Would you like to do it again tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yep, me too. There's a game tomorrow. We'll take you right up to it, in fact, and even do Warriors Live. How's about that? For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.